Hello. Welcome to the Richly or Poorly Show. My name is Dr. Stephen Dawson, and I'm your show host. Thank you for joining me. Please visit shdawson.com/podcast and click on the link offer to learn about the Richly or Poorly Show. I invite you to visit the podcast webpage. Scroll down to the bottom of this webpage to receive the transcript of each show episode. The transcripts await you, so you can copy either any or all of them to your device, so you can have them with you to help you live your life more richly. Also, you will see a link on the podcast webpage at the beginning of the episode list to the show episode map webpage. The map presents the show episodes to you by topic, so you can both find and enjoy a group of show episodes with ease. Please visit shdawson.com/subscribe to join my optional email list to receive time-sensitive news on the Richly or Poorly Show, my public speaking activities, and anything else that is suitable for me to send to you. Please listen to, follow, and like the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you listen. And please remember to leave the show a nice review. Please share the show with your friends. Send them the link to my podcast webpage and offer to help them set up their device to subscribe to the show. Thank you to the 6 streaming services that syndicate the Richly or Poorly Show. Thank you to the anonymous individual and contributor sponsors of the Richly or Poorly Show. I'm still looking for my first commercial sponsor. Finally, please continue to email your questions and comments about the show to service@shdawson.com. The show's motto is unmistakable: richly is goodly. Please consider how you define the term good as we journey through life together in your pursuit of defining the term richly in your life. Last week, I presented on how to accomplish judgment while mitigating the dangers of judgment. I also presented the third followership failure. Today, I will present new information to you about the Richly or Poorly Show to provide an update to my intended audience about the progress of the show's audience growth, inform you about the show ambassador, inform you about the email list, and ask you for your help. The intended outcome of sharing this new information with you is to help you have even more reasons to believe that your time spent listening to the Richly or Poorly Show is time well spent for you to live your life more richly. First, the new information. There are approximately 11 million podcasts in the world. There are approximately 13,000 episodes released per month from the 11 million podcast. 13,000 out of 11 million is about 0.1%. The Richly or Poorly Show has 4 of the 13,000 episodes per month. Only a handful of podcasts have more than 27 episodes in the life of their podcast. The Richly or Poorly Show has released over 30 episodes in the first 7 months of the show. The Richly or Poorly Show is heard by listeners in the United States, South Korea, Sweden, and Japan, in this order. There are also other countries where listeners reside, though distant in rankings. The primary listener demographic is women, at 83% of the show audience. The 20 to 30 years of age group is often first, then the 30 to 40 years of age group. These two groups change first place every few days. The remaining age groups are 40 to 50, and then the others are distant in rankings. I will now present to you the summary of a discussion I had with a listener in my intended show audience. The listener gave me their permission to share this information with you in an episode. The listener told me they suffered brain damage 30 years ago from oxygen deprivation. They were without oxygen for about 5 minutes in a violent attack they suffered at the hands of an enraged person. The listener told me they view the Richly or Poorly show as strong. I asked them how they define the term strong. They responded with the combination of show audio and the matching show transcripts, each in a web page, is a big deal for how they can process information with their brain injury. Some days listening is better than reading for them, while other days reading is better than listening for them. I then asked them how they viewed the content of the material provided in the Richly or Poorly show. They shared with me their view that the content of the material was also strong. I then asked them if they had another term to describe the content of the material, as they had already used the term strong. They said no. They then went on to tell me the value of the audio and show transcript combination would be meaningless to them without the content of the material also being strong. I then understood their point. Their point was that they cannot take in any of the content of the material without the audio and the transcript on a web page, as they would neither listen to the audio nor read the transcript web page without the content of the material being something they need now in their life. I then gained a bit of understanding about their life before their brain injury. The listener was an instructor of technology in a business for adults who had a high school education. The technology was billions of dollars in cost. Their job was to take the complicated and get it to the point that it was simple enough to master by a person who had no higher learning accomplishments. I was then confused. I asked why a person with such a wonderful skill would either need or want to hear the Richly or Poorly show. The listener told me they cannot do the work today as they did before their brain injury, but they still want to be able to help people. They find the Richly or Poorly show as having enough merit to serve as not only a replacement for the type of work they did to help people, but also enough where they recommend the show to their friends, as the Richly or Poorly show does more than they could do when their work stopped just before the internet started 30 years ago. Well, I can tell you without reservation that I was humbled to the point of tears by receiving the feedback of this listener. I have received input from other listeners telling me they're searching for wisdom. They hear wisdom in the content of the material comprising the Richly or Poorly show. The pattern I see in the feedback I have received about the show is that listeners are looking for their life to go to the next level, so to speak, and they are hoping the Richly or Poorly show can help them get there. The understanding I have is that the show audience is what I expected it would be when the show was being conceptualized and designed. I am thrilled beyond measure that all of my listeners choose to spend 1 second of their lives to hear what I have to offer to them, specifically to help them live their life more richly. This total understanding I have now helped to lead me to the second item I have to present to you today. Second, the show ambassador. It is my intent to hire an ambassador to represent me to the public where I remain the presenter of the show. The show ambassador role is a paid role. The reason I have this intent is the combined size and complexity of the show is growing to be more than what any one person can accomplish with the level of excellence I am practicing to achieve the content of the material I present to you each week in the show. My thinking is to hire a woman who is in their upper 20s to lower 30s in age to help me interface with the primary demographic of my intended show audience. I have written a role summary and posted it to my website. I have shared the address to this web page in social networking, but I have not added a link to it in the S.H. Dawson website. The reason I have not added the link to it in the S.H. Dawson website is that I do not want to receive interest from an applicant for a job. I want to receive interest from an applicant who is a listener of the Richly or Poorly show and desires to help advance the show beyond what undertaking the work as a job could ever accomplish. The address to the web page I have posted about the show ambassador is an extension of the podcast web page. I invite you now to visit shdawson.com/podcast/SA to see the show ambassador webpage. Again, shdawson.com/podcast/SA, SA being show ambassador. I am not certain a woman who is in their upper 20s to lower 30s in age is the best person for this role. It is my thinking as of today. I have already spoken with 3 women about the role. None of them was a good fit for the role. They were all well-educated and had good social skills. They simply did not have a strong enough desire to advance the show by serving as an ambassador. I am inclined to believe the person who fits this role will most likely not be living in the United States. I hold this position because of how the numbers of the show listeners in South Korea, Sweden, and Japan are increasing month after month. I wonder how well the folks there speak English for them to listen to the show. Otherwise, they are using some form of artificial intelligence to convert the audio of my show episodes to another language for them to hear. What is encouraging for me is that in the past few months, there have been more and more views of the show episode transcript web pages. I looked into the website traffic activity logs for the transcript web pages. Some of the views are artificial intelligence reading the web pages to index the Richly or Poorly show into search engines. However, the majority of the views, just over 80% of them, are from people and not a machine, such as artificial intelligence. It is exciting to see how the show transcripts are helping to form such deep engagements with my listeners. It helps me to believe the content of the material has lasting value in the minds of my intended audience. Third, the email list. I use email heavily in my life. I use email rules to put emails I receive into folders automatically for me. Then, I read the emails in a folder when I can get to them. It all helps me prioritize my work and helps me get my work done both faster and more accurately. There are many growth ideas in the works for the Richly or Poorly show. I urge you to visit shdawson.com/subscribe and join the email list. It is not my intent to send anyone an email that has no strong value to it, as the listener with the brain injury described to me in their feedback of the show. It is my intent to build relationships with my intended listening audience, to have an even deeper engagement with my listeners. Finally, asking for your help. The plan is to present the Richly or Poorly show for at least a decade. It is my considered position that living life more richly does not occur in 3 seconds, nor does it occur overnight. What I have come to know as the truth is that living life more richly is like turning a large ship on the ocean into a different direction. Doing so too quickly will harm the crew and the passengers on board the ship. Doing so too slowly will cost too much in terms of time and effort to operate the ship. The only way I have found to live life more richly is a holistic change from the inside of a person to their outside. The change must occur at a pace that the person undergoing the change can keep up with the pace of the change, so they do not fatigue, become bored, or become overwhelmed to the point they quit pursuing their desire to live their life more richly. So, here are my 3 requests for you as a member of my intended audience. First, please send me your thoughts on the Richly or Poorly show. The most valuable means for me to receive your input is by either a review of the show on a syndication platform such as Apple Podcast, Spotify, or YouTube, or by sending me an email. Again, my email address is service@shdawson.com. Your written feedback to me about the show will help me not only relate to you better by deepening my engagement with you as my listener, but it will also help me have valuable, concise input about how to better serve you in your journey to live your life more richly by further empowering me with feedback about what content I need to form into the material I present in the show. Second, please consider who you know that would do well to be the show ambassador for the Richly or Poorly show. This role will help both you and me deepen our relationship between presenter and listener, and will help grow the Richly or Poorly show in ways that are in the works now. Please feel free to share the webpage link to the Show Ambassador webpage with your friends as you see fit. Finally, please subscribe to the show email list. The benefits alone of gaining additional information from me, beyond show episodes about how you can live your life more richly, are enough to subscribe to the list. I am convinced the show email list will help you and me deepen our relationship as presenter and listener, and will help grow the Richly or Poorly show in at least some of the ways now in the works. Well, that's it for today. Richly is goodly. Remember, the show episode transcripts await you on the podcast webpage. Remember, the show episode map webpage awaits you so you can both find and enjoy a group of show episodes with ease. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Richly or Poorly Show. I have enjoyed presenting to you today. Until the next episode, I hope you will be safe and join me next week. Until then.